Hello, friends. I just tweeted about this, but I have to talk about it because I'm so stoked. Oh, it's so cool. So I'm working on an attic renovation because we got a little new baby boy on the way, and baby boy number one is going to get kicked out of his nursery and need a room, and the other room is my office. So need a new office, and we happen to have like a pretty giant attic for attics, as attics go, you know, because we live in this like freaking old house that everything was like overbuilt 100 years ago in the U.S. at least, or in my city. So like that, you know, my attic is like basically 110-year-old pine hardwood floored, you know, like when does that happen? And it has like an actual full door on the second floor and an actual full staircase to get to it. So I think, you know, they just like lucked out that when we bought this house, I was just like, you know, it wasn't even in the listing. And we just like walked upstairs and saw, you know, this door opened, it went to the attic, and we're like, holy cow, it's just a ton of usable space. Uninsulated, completely unfinished. But you know, there's potential. So anyway, we're cashing in on that because it makes sense. So I've been working on that. That's been like a big project that's kind of sucking me in. And the interesting thing to come out of this project is using Google SketchUp. So I started with a like floor planner and a couple other things. I've used SketchUp in the past, but I always found it like, I don't know, like it just doesn't seem like the right tool to do architecture type stuff, because, you know, what if in other programs you can just lay out like a floor plan and they know like, all right, you're going to have like 2x4 studs and you're going to have, you know, drywall. And so they'll account for all the sizing and everything. And then you can just like print a floor plan and they'll have like, you know, that you can basically print like blueprints for your designs and visualize them and easy drag drop, easy. SketchUp is not easy. It feels much closer to like working in Blender or Cinema 4D or something like that, where you're dealing with like geometry, you know, in 3D space, and you're manipulating like vector lines and curves and such. As you're not, there's no like wall tool, you know, there's like a rectangle and then pull it out, like extrude that rectangle like 4.5 inches and like there's your wall. So anyway, so I didn't want to like jump to SketchUp, and so I started in some other programs, but I ended up like being really restricted because this is an attic with a gabled roof, you know, so it's like a sloped ceiling, and that's not easy to model in some of these easy programs. So whatever, I just bit the bullet. And I know, like, I love Four Eyed Furniture, YouTube channel, and some other woodworking YouTube channels, and they use SketchUp for everything they do. And so it's like, I've also thought like, well, SketchUp's kind of a toy. Like when it was Google SketchUp, I remember messing with it like 10 years ago. Now it's not owned by Google, I guess. It's owned by Trimble or something, but it's pretty legit. Yeah, like I finally dug in and got past that part where you're just annoyed at how things work and you solve problems and watch YouTube and go to ChatGPT, and I'm getting proficient at it, and I am loving it. I mean, it really is opening up like a whole other world to me, and I haven't had the experience of getting good at like a kind of difficult piece of software in a long time, which is just fun. I mean, that's my original love of computers, is like learning After Effects and Cinema 4D and Photoshop and Illustrator and everything, like learning those tools and going from this thing is crazy and complicated, how do I do things that people do that look really awesome, and then learning all those little tips and tricks and getting good at it. It's just one of my OG joys in technology. So this has been super fun. And it's like, I now have unlocked this thing where I can do this for any project I build, which is awesome, because I struggle with the planning phase and I usually just kind of wing it, and things work out because I'm making decisions as I go. So I am like taking, you're always like making decisions you have to make. You're not like wasting or burning time making decisions you don't have to make, and everything's practical because you're in it. But you do end up in situations where things take you so long because everything is just guesswork, you know? I made like a hammock for my wife a few years ago when we first moved in, and I just wung it. Like I went to Home Depot and I got some 4x4s and 2x4s and some bolts and just had like a general idea. And then I just, you know, cut stuff and put it actually, I think it looks pretty freaking gorgeous. It's like a piece in our backyard and it's cedar and it really is nice. And it took a bunch of time to do it right. But it took so long because I just went off of a vague idea in my head. So Anyway, the value of SketchUp, I'm really pumped about it. This is why what I'm here to tell you is that yesterday my mind was completely blown because I keep getting stuck. I'm trying to design a bathroom and the space is super limited. And there's all sorts of code surrounding like ceiling height and floor space and fixture distance, you know, like toilets need X amount of room in front of them and X amount of room above them. And if it's in a sloped ceiling area, like that's an issue, but then, you know, you can't move it out here because then the plumbing's too far from the main vent stack and blah, blah, blah. So these complicated decisions, I've been really struggling with this bathroom. And I keep going upstairs to the attic and like putting tape on the ground and trying to visualize it. And so I was thinking like, I need better. I can't do this. I need better. So I went to ChatGPT and I was like, what do people do to visualize stuff? Like I said, do you literally like hang blankets or buy a ton of cardboard and freaking just put cardboard up for your walls so you can visualize it? And chat was like, yeah, a lot of people do that. But also, you know, if you have a VR headset, you can visualize it in there. And I was like, what? Of course. No way. Is it? And then it was one of those things where it's like, okay, I have a Quest 2 buried somewhere in my house that I haven't touched basically since I got it. And if this thing works and I have a computer with SketchUp on it and this model, is there really a way for me to experience this? Turns out, after you spend a bunch of money on SketchUp Pro, you get access to SketchUp VR. And you can download it on your Quest, authorize your thingy, and then just download any models from your computer when you upload them to like the cloud thingy that they have. But it's like, it takes like no time. And all of a sudden I put this headset on. I couldn't believe it. I still can't believe it. I'm in the room. Like I literally spent time on my office floor yesterday with pillows, laying on a fake bed, just looking at the room and dreaming and visioning and figuring out where things should go and where lighting should go and whatever. And I forgot. I mean, I know that I was in VR, but like when I took the headset off, I thought I was laying on a bed and I was just on the ground, but I was immersed in the space I'm trying to design. I walk into my bathroom and sit, well, squat, because there's nothing to sit on, squat onto the toilet to see if there's enough knee room. And then go to the sink and see if there's enough room around me to wash my hands and brush my teeth. Oh, it's unbelievable. I am like blown away. And this is crazy because this has been out forever. I think you've been able to do this for like 5 years in a VR headset, which is crazy. And I'm just like, and I know people do. I know people make like detailed rendered like mock-ups of architecture. And I've seen somebody walk through it, but I didn't know that if you in your house have SketchUp Pro, there's a coupon code GOPRO, all caps, you save 20%. I found that on Reddit yesterday. So it's like $290 or $280 a year for SketchUp Pro, and then you get all this. And you can sketch up your dream house and walk around it. It's nuts. So I went upstairs into my attic, and I, you know, mapped out the safe areas around all the stuff, and then I pulled up the model in my headset and put it in like half kind of pass-through mode to make sure everything lined up like with the real world so that a window is where it actually is in real life and the staircase is where it actually really, that's a good one to make sure you really nail when you're in a VR headset. And then I like walked around my room that I'm like, I'm standing, this is it, it's wild. I'm standing in front of my chimney, staring at this brick chimney. I put the headset on and I'm looking at the same brick chimney, but it's in a brand new renovated room. And I can walk around and I can grab a pipe because I modeled it. I can grab it in real life and walk in this space. It is mind blowing to me. Oh my gosh. And I'm so jazzed, like in so many ways. SketchUp is rad. And I feel like if I lost everything right now, I would just try my hand at becoming a SketchUp guru and like do the whole content creator thing and make a course and eventually like maybe make a business locally or something that does like mock-ups for contractors and stuff that they can upsell to their clients and, you know, maybe turn it into an agency, maybe do, I don't know, 3D software is hard, but maybe do some kind of 3D software or something that I could license to contractors. I don't know. There's so much opportunity. It's so cool. I can't believe how cool it is. Okay. I'll see you.